If you're working in Virginia, my friends, today is the first coin on average that you get to keep in your pocket. Today is Tax Freedom Day, the day when Virginia's tax bill, federal, state, and local, allegedly, is fully paid for, and you can start keeping some of your own money that you've earned. And on the line, we have David Murata. He is the president of Murata Wealth Management and the author of a weekly financial column in the Daily Progress to talk about this. David, welcome.
Hey, Carol. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're welcome. I'm feeling kind of flush today, my friend. We've actually got some money in our own pockets, huh?
Yeah, it's interesting. I always worry that in celebrating Tax Freedom Day, people will think taxes are over, and now we don't have to worry about them anymore for the rest of the year. So another way to look at this same question is, if you didn't have to pay taxes, you could leave work every day at 2:34 p.m. and take the rest of the day off.
Sweet. Considering I go on the air at 4, that's good for me. I'm just joking. There you go, Lisa. Well, so I called David because I wanted to talk about Tax Freedom Day. Now, nationally, David, if I understand correctly, nationwide Tax Freedom Day was April 21st, which was Monday. But depending on which state you live in and the amount of tax burden you have, some states are paid off earlier and some are later. Unfortunately, Virginia seems to be on the later side.
Yeah, it's interesting. When we first started writing about Tax Freedom Day, it was back in 2004, 2005. Virginia was actually one of the earlier states. We got our Tax Freedom Day a couple of days earlier, and Virginia has been slipping slowly toward the later and later side, which is interesting because they haven't actually raised income taxes, so most people don't notice it. But what they've been raising is all the business taxes and the real estate taxes and the excise taxes and the service taxes that businesses have to pass on to their customers, and that's one of the reasons why Virginia has been slipping later and later. It's becoming less business friendly.
Yes, and all of these supposedly hidden taxes, I mean, they still cost people who are working. So I mean, it's a huge problem. I should mention that the folks who calculate Tax Freedom Day are found at taxfoundation.org. They say that Americans will spend more on taxes in 2014 than they will on food, clothing, and housing combined.
Yeah, it's amazing. From the birth of a nation in 1776 until the early 1930s, federal spending during peacetime never exceeded 3% of national income. But since the 1930s, it started to go up, and it was up to 25% by the 1960s. And the effective tax rate is currently at about 30%, which is really toward the high end of what's ever happened in this country.
David, is there truly a thing, you know, being I'm a Tea Party person, people know that, tea and Tea Party stands for taxed enough already. Is there a taxed enough already? Because I go into some of these meetings in City Council, Alamar County Board of Supervisors, and raise my taxes, raise everybody's taxes. We want to pay for this, that, and the other. I wonder, is there ever a ceiling? Is 50% enough? 75%? Where do we go?
Well, we're currently in an environment where many Americans believe that the tax rate should be increasingly punitive, meaning we need to punish people who are productive for being productive. And that is a very strange political environment to be in. It's a very hostile political environment. It's a political environment that paints bullseyes on every business owner who has their businesses flow onto their 1040 in order to pay it. And the truth of the matter is that when businesses don't pay taxes, people pay taxes. And so when businesses get taxed more, they pass it on to their employees, to their customers, to their shareholders, and people pay taxes. So when you have a car tax, cars don't pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
People pay taxes. And unfortunately, a lot of people in the political environment forget that. And they also think that somehow taking this money away from those evil, rich business owners who are productive is somehow going to put more money into their pocket. But all it's enriching is the government. And the government increasingly has been able to say through class envy, if you just give us more money, somehow we'll solve the problems of the world. And I think you've seen with everything from Obamacare to Social Security that when you give, the bigger the problem you give to government, the less likelihood there is that they're going to solve anything.
He who holds the purse is the decider, as they say. David, unfortunately, we are out of time, but this is a fascinating topic. I understand, and this is coincidence when I called you, that you're going to be writing an article about this for the Daily Progress next week. Tell us about
that. Yeah, we just finished Sunday's article, we may be celebrating Tax Freedom Day in Virginia today, but actually Deficit Day stretches all the way to May 6th.
So another 15 days.
The money that we spend rather than just the money that gets collected, you could have another show on it on May 6th if you want.
Incredible. Well, we may have you back. David Murata, President of Murata Wealth Management, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.